All right. More true crime.
More.
Why not? This is still in the Thanksgiving Day vein. I like this article a lot because it's because of the name. Five notorious crimes committed on Thanksgiving Day, and the title is No Thanks.
No thanks. Yikes. So, you know what's crazy about true crime? Well, that's the given. But there's so many stories that we could probably share a story per day and never run out of true crime stories.
True crime is an endless well.
Yes.
I wish paranormal stories were like that. Seems like there's a 100 good ones and the rest are just kind of like something moved.
But you know, there are so many paranormal stories that probably don't even get out there because they feel like no one will believe them and they don't want to look crazy.
They don't report. I mean, all mine. None of mine are in the news.
None of mine are either. I've had conversations with friends and just like in groups of, you know, parties of people talking about hauntings that they've experienced that will never see the light of day on.
Well, true crime has to be in the news because it was a crime. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, hauntings, unless somebody died or unless it's a famous case.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, we don't get to hear about them. Although, if we could find maybe like a Reddit or like a thread system that's not like creepypastas of people's personal hauntings, that would be fun. Because those don't be in the news. Everybody knows about the ones in the news, but we could find out.
We might have to put out an APB ourselves. I would like to tap in with some people that could directly tell us that maybe if we had questions, could get answers.
Tell us your paranormal stuff ASAP.
We
want
to know.
ASAP. I think they should send to one place because people have been saying we have threads, we have this, and that. So maybe Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you message us on Twitter or add us on Twitter.
Yep.
So we can get a good little collection together and we'll shout you out.
Yes, absolutely.
This first story is crazy. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You doing the Omima Nelson?
Yes.
Since that's your great grandmama?
Okay. The model who killed, castrated, and ate her husband for Thanksgiving. Ate him.
She ate the dick?
More than the dick. She ate that girl. No.
She's a glizzy gobbler?
a busy gobbler?
A glizzy gobbler.
I said busy for body.
Yeah, but she actually gobbled the glizzy in this.
Did she?
She castrated her husband. She ate that glizzy.
Well, who's
probably
to say
put some mustard on it.
Maybe she threw the glizzy away and ate the rest of the body.
Oh, because she did cut it off and then eat her husband. So maybe she was like, not the dick.
Right, because maybe the reason she killed him, I mean, I don't know, but I'm guessing, no, I didn't think that. No, I thought maybe he may have had like a mistress or something and she found out.
So you wouldn't eat the dick if it was cheating? You'd eat the rest just... The rest of the body cheated, too.
The dick is the culprit. It's the problem.
But the rest of the body cheated.
Yeah, but the rest of the body wasn't inserted into the other person.
Or was it?
Maybe
she was a human bowling ball. That's how I bowl. I use these three. What fingers do you use? These three?
I like this.
The shocker?
Mm-hmm.
The shocker ball. All right, let's hear about this dick eating murderer.
Wow. You just come out the gates with it. Mm-hmm. On Thanksgiving Day 1991, Egyptian born fashion model Omima Nelson, 23, repeatedly plunged a pair of scissors into the chest and stomach of Bill Nelson, her 56 year old pilot husband. Damn, she was 23, he was 55, he was 56.
I like how they threw his job in there, too.
Pilot. He gives him a little bit of decency. Then she reached for a clothing iron. As Bill flailed, Omima pummeled him to death with the iron until the heavy object actually broke in her hand.
Like a heating iron?
Imagine the force it takes to break an iron.
That's sharp. Those are sharp on the sides, too.
She was full of rage. Omima unleashed her fury, she claimed, over the sexual terror and other abuses to which Bill had subjected her. acts that reportedly including him pimping out his glamorous bride to kinky old creeps in exchange for rent, cash, and in one case, a car. Oh. When Bill finally expired, Omama butchered his body on the kitchen floor. She then boiled his hands in oil to remove fingerprints and stuck his head in the freezer so that she could later break out his teeth. In symbolic revenge, Omima made a point of castrating her husband as well.
Jesus Christ. So,
man. Okay, well, she was cute too. She's pretty.
I like Egyptian-born model. She was probably super bad. Well, I don't feel so bad for him.
I don't.
I'm glad
either.
This wasn't some petty shit. She was getting pimped out for a car?
Right. That's horrible.
Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's the trafficking industry is just foul itself.
I didn't know it was your married wife, though.
But how do you even get into marrying a 56-year-old man at 23? Like, hey, what?
This is looking, it might not, the marriage itself might not have even been
valid. She may have been like kidnapped or something. I don't know. Abducted.
I never heard of them marrying a trafficked human, but that is crazy.
Right. So I have more.
Oh, nice.
As Omima stuffed some body parts into trash bags and fed others down her garbage disposal, it must have occurred to her that she hadn't had anything to eat yet and on Thanksgiving Day. According to the court documents, Omima told a psychiatrist she prepared Bill's ribs with barbecue sauce, put them in the oven, and then upon sinking her teeth into her dead husband's glazed flesh, declared, "It's so sweet." At the time of the alleged cannibalism, Omima and Bill had been married for less than 3 weeks. They had known each other for a total of 5 weeks? That's what it says. Over the next few days, Omima enlisted a pair of ex-boyfriends to help her get rid of Bill's leftover remains. Their cover-up work did not prove to be impeccable. On December 1st, police got a tip about body parts being seen inside a parked car that belonged to Bill Nelson. The parts, of course, also belonged to Bill Nelson. Officers dropped by Omima's home to inform her of the discovery, and once there, found still more newspaper wrap pieces of Bill in the refrigerator.
Well,
they promptly arrested Omima for first-degree murder. Omima immediately claimed self-defense. She said that in addition to trading out her body, Bill was a BDSM enthusiast who routinely bound her against her will and raped her. She further claimed Bill had raped her on Thanksgiving morning and that she had feared he would kill her.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. Orange County? This was out here? Orange County Deputy District Attorney Randy Pawlowski countered that Omima was a scam artist who preyed on men, specifically using bondage sex games to rob them. At the time of the slaying, in fact, she faced 3 felony charges regarding a 1990 incident, which she allegedly tied up an ex, slapped him around, and demanded money at gunpoint.
What the fuck is happening?
She is wild. Remarkably, the Omima Nelson saga grew increasingly more sordid once it got to trial. First, Omima's interview with a psychiatrist came to light, in which she detailed putting on a red dress, red shoes, and a red hat before prepping and cooking Bill's rib meat. Upon digging in at the kitchen table, according to the doctor, Omima declared, "I did his ribs just like in the restaurant. It's so sweet. It's so delicious. I like mine tender," which means she probably baked them a little extra time because that's how you get.
Right.
The psychiatrist asserted that Omima was in a psychotic state when she often ate Bill, and added that in 20 years of his practice, he had never experienced a conversation with a subject so bizarre and so psychotic. In turn, defense attorneys painted a horrifying, heartbreaking portrait of Omima's ordeal growing up in Egypt. As a child, she had been subjected to female genital mutilation, clitoral circumcision, herself to loathsome sexual humiliations in order to survive.
Clitoral castration? Yeah. People are cutting off clits?
I wonder, is that... is that necessarily cutting it off, or is that when they sew it up?
The clit? You could sew the clit? Like sewing the hood on?
Well, sew up the vagina.
Would that be clitoral castration, though?
You can't get fucked.
Yeah, but that's not the clit, I thought.
You can't get fucked if it's sewed up.
I think that clitoral castration is exactly what it says. It sounds like that she... Okay, so...
Didn't she have a big one? Because it gets worse.
You said a lot of stuff.
I did.
And I have a lot of questions. Because at first they made it seem like he... I mean, obviously he was very monstrous.
Mm-hmm.
He was clearly pimping her out. They've been married for 3 weeks. They knew each other for 5.
So that's really...
That's a very short amount of time. He was getting rent money. He was getting cash, a car.
But there wasn't even enough time. I mean, there was enough time, I guess, to pay the rent.
Okay, so on his side, let's break these characters down. On his side, he's a old man. He's a pilot, but he's also a creep. He pimps her out to his creepy old friends, gets money, gets a car, and even is into BDSM and rapes her while she's bound. But then it comes out on her side that she's, I guess, very bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Also uses BDSM to rob men and control men. And she was doing some crazy stuff in the murder. Like, obviously, if you've gone through hell like that, the murder makes sense. The scissors, the beating him. But usually after their attacker is dead, it's like, okay. But she was saving his head in the freezer to break the teeth out. Like, this was some ongoing stuff. And then after they were caught, she had leftovers in the freezer?
Yeah.
She liked it.
She left reality. Like, she really dove into some type of, like, sick fantasy of taking out all of her anger on the last person. Like, he was the one to push her to the point of having enough. I've had enough.
So you think this was all her snapping?
Yes.
I don't know. I think
she only knew him for 5 weeks.
But I think that I personally think that this is two crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if how they met was the BDSM thing. And that's how she got, because it seemed like she was doing some wild stuff too. She was, before that, she was already facing 3 felonies. She was doing the BDSM robberies.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just seen as a strange person. So maybe that 5 weeks of abuse wasn't snapping, because she put on makeup to eat this nigga ribs and hickory smoked it.
I think she fully left reality. I think she really took on the role of, I am liberating myself of everything that's been done to me in the sickest way possible.
Oh, even including the childhood stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Saying that
okay,
plays
for
a
sure.
role in how sick some of the stuff that she does. But yeah. I think with this guy, he was the final. Yeah, he was the final person to do. He's not even the straw, because the straw is usually light. The straw is usually, I just left the glass on the counter, you know, and she's like, you left this shit on, you know. But he was definitely a boulder, you know, like, he was a boulder on her shoulders.
We were just talking about how good or bad human meat would be. She went for the ribs. She barbecued them.
Didn't
she said they were sweet.
Didn't I say I heard it tastes like barbecue? Everybody else said pork, but barbecue pork maybe.
You know? I mean, those are the best type of ribs. That's crazy. Like, after they disposed of the body, she still had some in her freezer. The whole point of disposing of a body is to get rid of the evidence, but she had her ex-boyfriends taking everything. She was like, oh, wait, let me...
And so they were eating it, too.
I don't know. Let me save some ribs. Let me grab a rib real quick.
What's taking her so long? And why she put the body parts in the car that's visible to people? Like,
that
she
was a really
was
bad...
fully, like, she was... She didn't
she
even
was
have...
cutting them up, boiling them.
Yeah.
Just
she had it wrapped up in the newspaper, like
just to put it in a car and ditch the car? It must be harder to get rid of a body than we think. You'd think that you would always go towards nature. But you in Orange County, you can have access to the ocean, forests, all this stuff, and you just thought boiling the fingerprints off would do
right.
it.
Right, that was her only means of really, like...
Oh, that's why she was going to knock the teeth out.
Yeah, for identification purposes.
Got it. I thought she was still mad.
I'm surprised she wasn't sick enough to just
yank
get some pliers.
I mean, who knows? The boyfriends that were down
with this.
Put
the head in the freezer?
Boyfriends were like, I would have been like, nigga, what? You on your own.
But she already knew because she was probably in that world dealing right. with some sick people.
The underworld.
That
is insane. Wait, we got to finish the story.
Yeah. The defense also portrayed Bill Nelson as a sick sadist who tortured his wife sexually, physically, psychologically. When she adopted a kitten, for example, Bill allegedly pulled the animal from Omima's lap in a moving car and tossed it out the window. Adding to the sensationalism, the courtroom walls were lined with photos of Bill's deep-fried hands, frozen head, and skinned torso. She skinned him, too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Deep-fried hands.
Upping the tawdry atmosphere even further, the number one movie dominating pop culture at the time was the cannibal shocker Silence of the Lambs. A coincidence not lost in the media covering the case, who almost never failed to invoke the film's flesh-eating anti-hero, Dr. Hannibal Lecter. The jury had much to consider then when deliberations commenced on January 4, 1993. 6 days later, they came back and declared Omima guilty of second-degree murder. Jury foreman Famous Hook said afterwards, "It was a really tough decision. We couldn't come back with a first-degree murder verdict because we couldn't find the evidence. It wasn't there. It took us 6 days. We worked really hard." Superior Court Judge Robert Fitzgerald sentenced Omima to 27 years to life in prison. Since going away, Omima has vehemently denied eating Bill. When she came up for parole in 2011, Omima insisted she was not a monster and pointed out that she had never hurt the man she was married while incarcerated, even though in the trailer where the couple had conjugal visits, there were knives in the kitchen. The parole board remained unimpressed. Omima is expected to serve the remainder of her term. 27 to life.
Well, that woman went through some things.
That is a terrifying story.
I mean, she was getting crazy things done to her in Egypt. Came out here. I'm assuming it continued because she was doing the whole BDS. To be honest, like, if she grew up in that environment, I see why she would tie niggas up and rob them. And you know what I mean? Like, that makes sense.
Right, because it kind of fits with the fantasy of what's happening in BDSM, right? There's a lot of that, you know, the bondage control, that disrespect, humiliation, you know, pain. There's hitting.
That's how she got to America.
Mutilating. Some mutilation.
She could have been trafficked to America. That would explain why she would end up with a 56-year-old pilot that was immediately pimping her out, and then she was just like, eat enough.
Right.
That's fucking wild.
That was a wild story.
That was a wild story. That was a whirlwind.
Yeah.
That was a whirlwind.
You're pronouncing the H in whirl. Whirl.
I think that was probably one of the wildest just overall murder stories I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. But definitely the craziest Thanksgiving. She really, halfway through that murder, she was like, so that was the crazy part I wanted to ask about. She didn't know she was a cannibal. She wasn't like, I'm gonna kill him and eat him.
Right.
It literally said that while she was cooking, she realized she didn't eat today. So she mm-hmm. was just chopping up and she was just like,
she had meat right in front of her. I'd like some ribs. It's Thanksgiving. Maybe where she was at. No, in Orange County, everything's open. I was going to say.
Oh, she could have Postmate. Maybe,
yeah. She couldn't Postmate. This was, didn't it say 1993 or something like that?
Oh.
It was
she could have ordered some pizza, some za. That would have been crazy.
She had the sauce right there.
The pizza sauce?
Meat. She had the meat. She had the sauce.
Why did she have the sauce, though?
The sauce, I was saying, was like blood. That was her sauce.
No, she used hickory.
Oh,
she
sure
actually
did.
Barbecued it up.
Yeah, she sure did.
I wonder if that was just what she was going to, you know, if the ingredients were out. It was Thanksgiving, well, so maybe she was about to cook.
If it's not first degree murder, so they came to the conclusion that it wasn't premeditated. So I'm surprised she didn't get off completely. I'm surprised they went for second degree murder. If they said it wasn't premeditated and she talked about, you know, being raped by him, being raped that morning, and it was, this was like...
Right, that Thanksgiving morning, so I'm assuming they weren't about to have a lovely meal anyway, right. So...
So I'm surprised she didn't get off, like, on, like... And it's not even getting off, but I'm surprised she didn't, like, be found not guilty by reason of insanity and then sentenced to...
It's kind
of
tough when there's leftovers in the freezer.
But that's what I'm saying. That's insanity to me, like... Leftovers in the freezer, his head in the freezer, body parts in the car. It sounded like she was just, she lost her shit. That's what mm-hmm. it sounds like, you know. And then the psychiatrist even deemed her to be out of her mind when she did this stuff. So if the psychiatrist
sounds like a crazy person,
yep. you know, I would think that she would be sentenced to like a mental institution for life,
right?
Versus, you know, especially when there's so much history like that.
Right. I feel like that would have been good for her. Yeah. But prison?
Like, what's it?
That's immediate clout in the prison yard, though. Like, that's the dude who's
stabbed. Oh, yeah,
they're
not gonna mess with her. And she dressed in all red?
Oh, yeah. The putting on the makeup before eating the ribs. She probably had a candle lit. She was probably so happy, though. Like, think about it. Like, she just killed the shit out of this dude. And now she's about to eat him. She was like, let me put on my face.
Right.
Because
yeah.
fuck this guy.
Yeah. And then to actually have people in your life that...
We're down to
yes.
help.
That welcome this type of behavior.
It's a rough call.
Wild as
Can you
fuck.
Help me with these deep fried hands?
Right.
Also, I just ate some of him. You'd be like...
Imagine if I called you and I was like, Pat, I need your help to help me like... deal with these body parts if you want to eat some. Like,
but there's
know,
levels.
You.
If you want to, oh, you offered?
Right.
I got some leftover fingers.
I got some they saved in the refrigerator. If you want a head, I got you.
But there's levels to that because it's know? Like, do you have somebody you can call to help you bury a dead body? That is
right?
pretty base level. Like, sometimes, okay, somebody, one of your friends might kill somebody. Can they trust you to help get rid of it? But then there's layers under that.
Don't trust me.
The body is chopped
it.
Off, chopped up, and I did it. Whoa. I also ate some of it. Mm-hmm. I boiled the fingers off. Let's get you to jail. Let's get you to jail because me helping you with this is just, it's...
Like, there's no way out of this. What is the upside for me?
I have to process a lot going on with you.
Is there money involved? Like, yeah. What's the benefit for me to get involved in this? I don't got nothing
zero.
To do with that shit. Zero. I don't want these body parts. Like, I don't know what that nigga was doing.
Let's get you to jail. That's all I would say about that. Well, yeah. This was cool. I like this. It's a doozy. It's a Thanksgiving doozy if right. I ever heard it.
Most interesting. It's an interesting story. The mind works in mysterious ways. Right. I will say that.
I like us in the true crime space. I wanted to test this out. I liked it. This was fun.
I did
fun.
Too. This was good.
This was fun.
Maybe. I liked reading it, even though it was sick. I don't like.
Well, you were the one that caught the ghost. So I think you're going to be the... I think you're going to be our informer.
But I'm not that huge of a believer in stuff.
Right, but true crime, that shit happened. What you just read happened. His body is probably still... Well, no, this was a minute ago.
I wonder what...
Well, I mean, his head in the freezer.
She ate him the same day. I wonder, where do you think his soul went?
In her stomach. Whoa, where am I?
Come on.
Is this hell? And you hear that.
Is that my goddamn rib?
Maybe. Oh, see? Next to him? He just sees it all plopping? What the?
Where am I?
That's crazy. I mean, if ghosts are a thing, the ghost came out during the death, which means he could have watched that whole process. Like, damn, she really barbecuing my ribs right now. She putting on makeup, lipstick.
You know, he was like, I fucked with the wrong one.
And she was like, sweet. He was like, God damn.
I'm making as his soul is like slowly like coming towards her.
Hey. That's crazy. Maybe that sound is souls in your stomach.
Well, yours. That sounded like a burp.
It was half a burp.
Wow. Well, your stomach has made that sound, and so has mine. So,
who you been eating? What glizzies have you been castrating and eating? After I hear the story, I do think she ate his penis, though.
I don't.
No. Oh, because of the...
She despised his penis.
Right, right, right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But them ribs, though.
See, them ribs.
But them ribs.
Bussin'.
All right, well, we don't have a name for this show, but that's been an episode of that.
True crime with Pat and Purr.
We'll keep brainstorming on it. We'll come back to you. This is
Tales of Crime by Pat Stephanie. Perceptrick. Perceptrick.
I don't have any suggestions. I don't like any of them that I'm hearing, but I was trying to bounce back and forth with you, but I don't have any. It's been a long day.
Yep.
All right. Well, this has been another episode of this show. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We'll see you on the next this show.
Bye.